And welcome to another motherfucking episode of the Quaid Things Podcast. We are hanging out at the Red Roof Inn, you know, a little bit of a venue change over here on the podcast. We're still in the old LBK, and my guest this week, fucking Ryan Wilcox and the Sunday Morning Shakes. What's cracking, boys?
Hey, man.
Well, everybody introduce yourself so we can at least key you with your voices here.
I'm Banks, play drums.
Ricky D, bass.
I'm Ryan, I play guitar and sing.
Fucking A, boys. Y'all are a killer three-piece. Look at you.
Yeah. Hanging out.
Hell yeah.
Lounging.
Not shabby.
Right? This isn't really a bad joint. This is my first time in here, actually. I've driven by this place a million times, but...
I've stayed here... many times. Usually, I just stay here because they have a bar.
Like, not can't go wrong there.
They have a pool.
Bam.
Free breakfast.
Free matchbooks. I always leave with one in my pocket.
All the amenities.
Yeah, everything that goes with being in a hotel, really.
Right on.
It's fun.
Fucking wrestling on AXS.
What else could you ask for?
I mean, where are the strippers at? I'm just kidding. Man. I can't afford strippers.
They're probably
rude. Right? We're on the right side of town. But anyway, super glad to have you guys on the fucking podcast this week. We were just talking before we hit the record button. Y'all played South By and have been off since. Man, how was the South By run?
It was good. We're with Rift Music Group now, along with Shay Abshire.
Yeah, I'm wearing my Night Howler shirt. Yeah. Shout out to the fucking Shay and the boys.
Yeah. We're on Rift Music with them, and so they put on several different showcases down there. Just all the Rift Music bands playing. We're busy. Played 5 shows in 3 days.
Jesus.
Just running around Austin with a bunch of hooligans. Had like 8 different bands there, and we're all really good friends.
Yeah, shout out to the Rustic Tap off West 6. That's a great venue if you're ever around the area.
Yeah, they were so good to us, man. We had a great time all week. It was surreal. Just getting fucked up during the day, playing music at night, same thing over again every time.
They were very accommodating. It was a wonderful place to be.
Fucking A, can't go wrong there, man. I've actually never been able to make a South By. I was going to go with my day job this year. But, you know, with all the bombs and shit, I guess the corporate said we couldn't go, which screwed me financially, but I'm glad we're safe. You know, I'm glad that everybody that I knew that went came back in one piece, man, and shout out to the people that were affected by that, man, because that ain't cool, man.
No, man.
But, I mean, shit, other than South By, you know, any upcoming badass music festivals or anything that y'all are going to be playing on?
We've got a pretty,
I mean, that you can say. I'm not trying to fucking underdig nobody here.
Yeah, we've got a pretty busy next couple months. May is going to start getting real hectic. We're playing a bunch more with Co Wetzel.
Nice.
Which is always a good time. Those guys are good friends of ours, so it's always a party. I'm trying to think if we have a festival.
There's the San Saba Music Festival in July, or it's the San Saba Music Series. It's like a back-to-back 2-day thing, but I'm not for sure on the details of that. I don't know what, you know, San Saba apparently is a really small town in Texas.
I've heard of it, but I don't know where it is. Yeah, I'm probably going to be judged for that, but still.
Yeah, we'll be in Fort Worth May 5th, Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Drinko.
Giovanni and the Hired Guns, and
nice.
That is going to be a show, man.
Are you
so
guys at Whiskey Girl or
Magnolia.
Fucking
Magnolia.
Oh, Mags?
Yeah,
okay,
be...
Whiskey Girl, Mags, and Filthies are like my and Basement Bar are my favorite places to drink in Fort Worth when I'm there.
Mags is one of our favorite places to go. Those Mondo tacos are killer there.
Mondo.
Dude, so dope.
And believe it or not, that is one of the only bars, in my opinion, that makes a good fucking Tom Collins. Like, I'm not a big cocktail guy. Here at Blue Light, I drink what's called a Burning Cranberry, and it's cranberry juice, that habanero vodka, and lime on the top.
Oh,
and
nice.
I fucking love it. It's good shit.
That sounds good.
But if I'm anywhere else, I'm drinking a Tom Collins.
Tom Collins.
And Mags makes a fucking good one.
I'm glad you said that, because I've recently switched from drinking beer to liquor drinks, and been trying to think of something.
Collins, man.
That's going to be
what
probably
is,
my
what's
drink.
What's a Tom Collins?
It's essentially lemon juice, gin, club soda, and... simple syrup.
Yeah. They're fantastic, man.
They are, man.
Really
it's what gin and lemonade should be.
Perhaps
yeah, exactly. I seriously forgot all about those drinks, and I love getting a good gin drunk going. It's like,
I've never ordered a Tom Collins at Blue Light. I'm going to have to try that shit now, unless Jamie gives me the dirty eye.
Gin's a good buzz, though. That's a different kind of feeling, being being out on the town drinking some gin.
Yeah, tequila is kind of my my liquor of choice. So, you know, if I'm drinking anything other than beer, it's usually tequila. Yeah. But I don't know, you guys had any fucking crazy road stories recently or unrecently? Or?
Oh, do we? Oh, yeah, man.
This is my favorite segment of the podcast, is when we all talk shit about what's going on the road.
This is pretty funny.
Fan so favorite too. So
we're leaving South by that Friday to head over to Brass Hall over in Marble Falls, and that direction you're gonna pass Pooties, and so we got to stop and eat at Pooties
because
it's fucking Pooties, man. You got to. So we stop, we pull into the parking lot, and we get out, and we just hear this awful hissing noise that you know is a tire going low.
Yeah.
So valve stem broke, and we're like, well, screw it, we'll go eat. We'll just stick something in there to stop the air from leaking out, to hold it over till we get done eating. We go in and eat. We realize that in Banksy's SUV, that to get the tire down, you have to open up the hatch and lower it down. Well, right. Just our luck, that hatch is inoperable at the moment. So we're brainstorming, like, well, shit, we're only 20-30 minutes away from Marble Falls, maybe a temp fix. We're just thinking of all sorts of stuff. And I was like, hey, Banks, do you have any gum in the car? He's like, actually, I do. All of us, including my girlfriend, we were chewing gum, chewing. I have a rock wedged in there to keep that valve stem from leaking. I have a rubber band, a rock, and a piece of rubber, and five pieces of bubble gum, all shoved in that little crevice to keep that valve stem.
And y'all fucking made it.
And we made it to the show. Not only did we make it to the show, we're like, screw it, we'll try to figure it out there. Check the tire pressure, it's holding 40 PSI.
That's good.
Like, okay, that's pretty solid. Like, so do we try to fix it proper, or do we just not mess with it because it's doing all right now? We're like, we got a 2.5 hour trek. It's about midnight 30 heading back to Mineral Wells. All right, guys, let's do it. And so we cruised back, and it held the whole time from 13 days ago up until today.
We fixed Banks, it this morning.
Banks finally took it to the shop to get it. It was a $10 fix.
Hey, but that bubblegum is already fucking paid for.
Yeah, so we're like, you know what? We're going to start keeping bubblegum in. We MacGyvered the shit out of that tire.
I watched a lot of MacGyver as a kid. That shit came in handy.
I just thought it was stuff they did, you know, movie effects. But it really worked. So
Studio magic my ass.
That was one of the crazier things that we'd done. I thought it was even crazier that for the past, like, 2 weeks he's been rolling around on it to work.
I mean, that's fucking impressive, period.
Yeah, for sure. So
Dentine ice.
Chew it till the flavor crystals go away.
Hey, Dentine, perfect. Hit me up with a sponsorship. We're plugging your product right now.
For sure, dude.
Don't think that we didn't question that. Hey, man, Dentine ice, think we get a sponsorship?
Maybe.
We don't really chew it. We just apply it to flats and shit.
There's all sorts of crazy things that go on. That was just the very last thing that had happened, and it went on till today. Like I said, we got it fixed, and it was just wild.
Right on. Well, fucking, I've been jamming y'all's album, Sunday Morning Sins, right? That's what it's called?
Yes.
Dude, fucking digging it, man.
Good.
So, generic question, whatever, but where did y'all develop your sound? Like, was it just in your heads the whole time and y'all made it happen, or was it kind of an organic vibe building sort of thing?
I've always kind of had a goal for my songwriting, kind of the sound and style that I've been going for. I just haven't really had a solid band behind me, and now that I do have a solid band, these guys bring a lot of that to the table, and it's all they're able to take, like, my vision for the song and run with it while applying their own special and unique touches to it. We all come from really different backgrounds of, like, music we were into and played.
Right on.
So it all kind of meshes together well, and just kind of get up there and fucking play, and whatever comes out works.
I dig.
Yeah, we mostly just have a good time, and we just, you know, these two guys are super talented, and I just kind of fall along with them. And
he's talented too.
bass players are always humble, you know.
They're awesome guys, man, and the good thing about Ryan's writing style is it's, you know, super vulnerable, but at the same time you can rock out to it too. You know, it's just a lot of fun playing it. So I think just that natural organic vibe. We just kind of started practicing together and was like, all right, I mean, I think this will probably work out. And little did we know that it was going to work out so well. We had faith. We had hopes that that's what would happen. But
I mean, once in a while, hope happens.
Yeah, for sure.
We don't try too hard. We like to get fucked up and play music. And so we just...
I mean, that's the dream, right?
We've tricked people into letting us travel and do that. And
more power to you, man. Fucking, that's... Shit, I remember the last time I saw you guys play. Actually, I just saw you play acoustic. You rolled by Texas Homegrown Studios in Stephenville. And I was drinking on the back porch of the Twisted J. And you walked through the door and fucking sat outside and played a couple of jams on the back porch. That's the last time I saw you play.
Okay.
I don't remember if you played that night or not, but I know if you did, I wasn't at the show that night.
I did play that night. It was a Tuesday night broadcast thing that they were doing.
Mm-hmm. I just remember you coming out on the back patio, and I was like, son of a bitch, Ben. I mean, I hadn't seen you since the, well, it's Shake now, but it was the Rattle competition, mm-hmm. the first one at Mags, actually.
Mags. When me and Banks were having breakfast, we were talking about you, because I told him we were meeting up with you. And that story came up. I was like, yeah, he's a super cool dude. I met him at Magnolia.
He's a good guy. He's usually drunk, but he's a hype.
Yeah. That was a fun night. I ended up with several people that had traveled up from Austin to play at that competition. I had them, like, crashing at my house.
Nice. Dude, that's what's up.
Yeah, kind of wild.
So,
wild and crazy guy.
Oh, everybody's wild and crazy these days, man. But it's good to be in a group of dudes that are as wild and crazy as you are, man. So how long have you guys, as a collective, been a group?
This particular group, a year.
Right on.
Banks and I went to preschool together. We've known each other since we were about 4 years old. And so anytime I've used a drummer, all my other records and stuff, it was Banks playing drums. And it's just been within the last year that I've really started booking more full band shows than acoustic shows. And Ricky's my roommate. I needed a bass player. So you want to play bass? He's like, yeah, sure.
Hell yeah.
Shit, I wasn't doing anything at the time.
Shit, I ain't got nothing better to do.
I was passing.
Neither one of us were doing much at the time.
I was trying to be a guitar player, and that was working out all right, but I think bass is where it's at for me.
It really is, man. I've tried to play a little bit of everything, and I just feel better playing bass. I don't play for anybody or with anybody, but I dig.
Yeah, dude, I've played guitar most of my life, but like I said, I just was never any good at it. Started playing bass, and I just started having a blast. I mean, it just, I don't know, it felt natural. I don't know, I just had a thing for that big old guitar.
It's the low notes, man. Feeling it's, the vibration.
Yeah, it has to be. And it doesn't make me look, you know, so big, you know. So something makes me look a little smaller. I'm always down for that.
Fair enough. So you guys have been playing some awesome shows recently, man. Who's probably one of the funnest people y'all got to share the stage with recently?
Definitely Oko and the boys.
Dude, those guys are fucking animals. Mason, Floosh, fucking Otis, all them boys.
They're all crazy, man. Like,
we always have a good time. We end up way too fucking drunk.
Every time.
Fucking Rumble.
Jeez Louise. I mean, of course those guys are a blast, and they're great company. They put on a hell of a show, and it's awesome to watch those guys do what they do.
Man, the Rift Music Showcases at South By, it was...
It was Abshire,
Copper Chief, Geo... Thomas Knapp
for president. Shout out to the Napster.
Yeah, for sure.
All of us, man, just hanging out. That was Buck Fuffalo and his crew, which are wild boys, too.
That was probably the dopest time. That was the most fun that I think I've had so far.
God, it was 3 days of free Lone Star. And
Riff Music debauchery.
Riff Music
debauchery. I would have shut my liver out by now, man. Lone Star is my champ.
It took me a good 4 days of being home and, like, taking it pretty easy. We got home. It was St. Patrick's Day, so of course, like, we went out and drank a little bit, but I didn't feel better again until Wednesday.
It happens, man.
It was great to watch. It was really cool to just, like, hang out with all the bands, because some of the guys we knew really well, some of the guys we didn't know. And then, you know, day and a half into it, everybody's on the same wavelength of, like, feeling great, getting fucked up, playing a great show, and then the next day everybody rolls in, equally feeling terrible, and... Did you get that fucking... Man, we were so wasted last night. Yeah, dude, I was too, man, yeah. And then about 5-6 o'clock when, you know, it's right after midday, everybody's got their half buzz on, and then you start second wave of getting fucked right up, and yeah, everybody's grooving to everybody else's set. And
second wind, back at it again.
Yeah, dude. It's awesome.
Definitely with all those riff guys, that was the best time I'd had.
Yeah, that was...
They were crazy.
Pretty much everybody that's on riff, short of you guys and Copper Chief, are all the Stephenville cats. And when I was living there this summer, like, that's who I kicked it with them. John Young, Kinsey, and Garrett, and all those cats. Like, fucking Stephenville's got a lot of fucking good music coming out of it right
now. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely, man.
So, but where is Rift out of? I really don't know much about the company, so I kind of want y'all to, like, fill me out on this deal.
Trey lives in Austin.
Okay.
He's, like, kind of half out of Austin, half out of Stephenville. I think Copper Chief's from Austin.
I think so, yeah.
New Braunfels, Austin-ish.
Yeah.
I know Rio lives in New Braunfels.
And we're from Mineral Wells, just right there north of Stephenville. So.
So y'all are close.
Yeah, Stephenville's kind of like an extension of Mineral Wells, because Ryan's been playing down there forever, it seems, and we, you know, all of us have been down there on separate occasions, and then collectively we go down there, and again, the whole Rift family's down there, so it's like just being in our backyard, you know. It's a quick drive, and yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, and there's a lot of cool shit happening over there with Twisted J blowing up. And
yeah, dude, they've got Riff Raff going to be there in August.
What?
Yeah, I've already RSVP'd that. Slim Thug's gonna be there
Slim
soon.
Slim Thug is on May 3rd.
Let's get on one of those opening sets.
I'm gonna fucking be there. No, that's crazy, I don't even like Riff Raff's music, but I want to fucking be there.
Yeah, no
I
doubt,
opened,
man.
Like, I opened for Chameleon Air once. So like,
we gotta hear that story. Quay Thanks exclusive.
It wasn't really like I was opening for him. It was at the Live Oak in Fort Worth, and he, for some reason, had contacted their talent buyer. Was like, I want to perform here at the Live Oak, not their typical concert.
Right.
Well, at the time I was doing like their happy hour. I'd go in and play for like 3 hours.
Kind of like a residency deal.
5 to 8. Yeah. It was once a month or something like that. I don't remember how often I was doing it. Well, I was in there playing, and there's the usual crowd that's like showing up down there. Well, the crowd that starts showing up around 8 o'clock when I'm about to get done is not the usual crowd that's hanging out in there. And I noticed, and I was just like, oh, man, I wonder who's playing tonight. I go out, and like, I'm done, have a smoke. There on the marquee, it says Chameleon Air, and then underneath it says Ryan Wilcox. And I was just
Please tell me you've got that saved somewhere.
I've got it.
My man.
I got it on my Instagram.
Can't beat that, dude. Yeah, I'll definitely have a beer. So we're drinking some beers here on the podcast.
They're kind of cowboy cold.
Dude, if it's wet and free, I'll drink it.
Oh, man.
That's what she said. But, so Chameleon Air is fucking dope. Obviously, you guys got to play with Co. What are some bands y'all are wanting to play with, or some venues that you guys haven't played yet that y'all are hoping to make on the list this year?
Shabooms.
Shabooms. Shaboom, shaboom.
I don't know, man.
There's allegedly a blue light opening in Dallas.
In Deep Ellum.
Yeah, at some point in the near future. And
I want to play there.
We definitely want to get in there, you know, early as we can. And
Parker
going to
do the booking there?
I have no idea, but I will see what we can find out tonight, guys. But I would love to see y'all there, man. There's a whole bunch of us blue light regulars here in Lubbock, because y'all don't know this. I don't know if y'all do or not, but I've got the blue light logo tattooed on my back. Like, a whole bunch of us are wanting to, like, caravan and all get in together and go down there for the opening night and be like, we're the fucking regulars. Like, kind of go out there and, you know, walk around swinging dick and open up the new bar.
Hell yeah.
Swinging dick is kind of our intention. We want to get in there fucking just swinging dick. Throw down on their opening night and be like, hey, you know, we're the band for this place.
Dude, Joey Diaz posted on Twitter today. He was like, happy Good Friday or whatever, handing out hard dicks and crucifixes. I was like, that's awesome. Fucking beautiful.
That's awesome.
But so other than Blue Light, what are some other venues you guys are wanting to knock out this year?
Man, really just anywhere that'll have us, man, to be honest with you.
I'm not picky.
If we can plug in and play,
I'm looking for dreams here.
And people want to hear us, like, that's really what we want to do. If y'all want to have a badass little show, we'll show up to it and put one on for you.
Fucking A.
But, man, it really just, whoever wants to have us, and whoever wants to play with us, we're looking forward to potentially jamming out with like Copper Chief and stuff like that.
Dude, those guys are so fucking.
They're really awesome, man. They're a tight band. It was you know, at South by, Well, Mike came off the stage and had a couple words with me right in the middle of his song, and they were just jamming out, dude. It blew my mind. They're just so, they're awesome, man.
Yeah. Well, they opened up for Will down there at Green Hall the last time he did the back-to-back nights. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was front row, was staying on Rio's porch while I was down there, and we were jamming out. They finished our set, and Rio goes, "I need help getting this shit off." And so, like, they let me a fucking roadie on the Green Hall stage that day.
Oh, that's awesome.
I felt like fucking super.
That would be a pretty still, badass place to play.
But that's how good of guys they are. They're just that'd like, "Hey, fucking, cool. You know, you want to help, you want to do something, get up here, roll my fucking amp off." Yeah. You know, and they're not being, you know, like, roll my amp off about it. Like, it's all love.
They'd
have done the same shit for us.
They seem like some tight cats, man. I'd love to get on the show with them. And again, like that. Giovanni and the Hired Guns on that Cinco de Mayo, Drinco de Mayo, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's gonna be fun, man.
Looking forward to on the, you know, sharing stage with Gio and them are fucking so fun.
They're fucking electric, man.
They really are, man. And Gio, he
Gio cracks me up.
He's like a kid in a candy store, man. He's so happy all the time.
Did you guys see how excited he was about his white tennis shoes the other day?
No.
He put it on Snapchat. He's like, "I got white tennis shoes. I'm so damn excited." And I shit you not, 12 minutes later, I looked at the time signature. He's there, fuck, the side of him's all caked in mud. He's like, "Well, that didn't last long."
Yeah.
But that's Gio in a nutshell, man. He's a good cat, though.
Yeah, just getting to jam out with, like, all of our riff music brothers, that's, like, really what I'd like to do, because they're all so much fun, you know what I mean? Like, they're guys that are just enjoying what they're doing up there, and we love that. It's infectious, you know? And we really look up to all those guys, and it's reciprocated, and it's just a good time, man. Like, nobody's egos get in the way. We just have a blast, and that's, like, what it's about. And so, just any of our riff music brothers is who I always look forward to seeing, too. Anybody else, again, we'll jam with anybody, but that Austin trip was just so cool with meeting all those guys for the first, some of it for me, for the first time, going through and meeting those guys. It was great.
That whole festival vibe, too, is just fucking cool. Like, even if you have an early set, you play, and then you just get to relax the rest of the day and hang out, and there's so many people going around, and everybody's being just fucking super supportive and responsive and cool.
Fucking A.
Yeah, it's just awesome. That makes me want to jump on several more festivals in the future.
Yeah,
are you guys planning on at least attending LJT this year?
If we can.
If y'all aren't booked out already?
Yeah.
Or are y'all playing? Can you tell me if y'all are playing? Do I know?
No, we're not.
Yeah, we're not.
I'd be happy to tell you.
Yeah, I'd tell you if we were. But we're not. I might go. Every year I go.
Y'all should come. Shiner 1991, that's where we're staying. We throw big fucking circle jams after the main set shuts down.
I get hurt every time I go.
There's a potential I'll be up there during the week, but we'll probably be playing during the weekend.
I feel you.
Which would be, it's fine with me,
too. Well, y'all are welcome to come play at our fucking campfire. Shit. We had Will and Randy, fucking Josh, Wade, Parker. Everybody would just come over and get drunk and play around the campfire for a couple hours after the main stage shut down. So y'all are welcome to come fucking join.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, man. Awesome. So Shiner 1991.
Yeah, there's cold beer and hot fire, and that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, no doubt. And thunderstorms.
Yo,
guaranteed thunderstorms.
Fucking tornadoes and mud boots. I don't know, well, shit, where are you guys going to be playing after this over the next probably 2-4 weeks?
Tomorrow we're driving to Conroe. We got to leave here at 8.
Stoked about the show, not stoked about leaving.
Sucking.
Then this next week, we're at Greenwood Saloon.
Yep, out there in
Bluffdale.
Yeah, Bluffdale.
And then the week after that, we are. Let's see, we're in San Antonio. And then we're in Durant, Oklahoma.
With Bubba's Brewhouse?
Yeah, Crawfest with Co Wetzel and Austin Mead.
Nice. Well, Mead's across town tonight. He's opening for Canada at Charlie B's.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
I didn't know that was going on.
Yeah, it's all good. Blue Light crowd's built in. Y'all are good.
Yeah, last time we played Bubba's was
my mind starts working. I'm
like, I see your wheels starting. I know what you're saying, but I wasn't saying it like that. Just you like good.
Watching dollar bills grow.
Shit, that's a good bill. I might go to that.
Yeah, Bubba's Brewhouse, man, they are fucking.
They're good fucking people. That's
good, great fucking people.
That's another place.
They loved us before we even hit the stage. Our first time there, we walk in and they're just like so fucking cool to us. And then we had, you know, really good set, great food, provided the beer afterwards. They're like, "You guys need anything at all, let us know. We can't wait to get you guys back in here."
Where do white women at? So, but anyway, I think that's awesome that you guys have been on the road. Congratulations on the Riff Music thing. Are you guys working on any new projects for this coming year? Or maybe the year after? Are you guys eyeing a studio?
I've got probably half of a new record written. There's no immediate plans to record anything. I was thinking about putting out a little 4 to 5 song acoustic EP, just me and a fiddle player.
That'd be dope.
Just kind of mix things up a little bit. But no new recordings, just imminent.
I feel you, man. At least you're still out there writing, getting new stuff in, man. So
Sunday Morning Sin only came out.
It was in the fall, right?
It was December 1st.
Okay, the winter. Shit.
So it's only been 4 months.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm asking all about a new album. My bad.
No, it's all good.
I just want to hear more shit.
That time of the year.
My goal has always been to put out one a year. It hasn't really happened that way.
Well, you should give everybody a Christmas present every December.
Yeah. Maybe.
It's not a bad way to spend it. I like that.
All right. Well, who's opening up for y'all guys tonight, or do you know? Because I haven't looked at the bill. I just knew y'all were
going to be in. I don't even know if there is an opener.
Fuck it. Blow the doors off, man. I got you guys.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I believe we go on at 11. If there is an opener, I didn't know about it.
Word. So, well, if you guys are in town tonight, of course, if y'all are listening to this, the show's already gone on. It takes me a few days to get this out. But make sure to go to the Blue Light, support Ryan Wilcox and the boys, man. This is fucking, I dig you guys, man. Dig Thanks, the tunes. Thanks. You know, you said y'all are going to be at Bubba's pretty soon, playing San Antonio as well pretty soon. Any other shout-outs, anything y'all want to get out?
Hi, Mom.
Yeah.
You're the first person to say hi, Mom, on the podcast. For real, though. You get a high five. Really, really. That's dope. So, hi, Mrs. Wilcox. Thank you guys so much for coming in. Shout out to Riff Music Group and all the boys that are on that, you know, on that crew as well.
Riff Music.
So, shout out to my boys at Ironclad Custom Services. They're fucking dope. Ride Rank Silver, Texas Gypsy Shirts. You guys are the real MVPs. Thank you guys for supporting the Quaid Things podcast. And this has been another motherfucking episode. Hug your mom, pet your dog, don't be an asshole. We'll catch you guys next week.